Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on the Best Hour radio broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/CourseMastery. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 16, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's lesson is, I Have No Neutral Thoughts. Before we begin this lesson, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I have no neutral thoughts. The idea for today is the beginning step in dispelling the belief that your thoughts have no effect. Everything you see is a result of your thoughts. There is no exception to this fact. Thoughts are not big or little, powerful or weak. They are merely true or false. Those which are true create their own likeness. Those which are false make theirs.
There is no more self-contradictory concept than that of idle thoughts. What gives rise to the perceptions of a whole world can hardly be called idle. Every thought you have contributes to truth or to illusion. Either it extends the truth or it multiplies illusions. You can indeed multiply nothing, but you will not extend it by doing so.
In addition to never being idle, salvation requires that you recognize that every thought you have brings either peace or war, either love or fear. A neutral result is impossible because a neutral thought is impossible. There is such a temptation to dismiss fear thoughts as unimportant, trivial, and not worth bothering about that it is essential that you recognize them all as equally destructive but equally unreal. We will practice this idea in many forms before you really understand it.
In applying the idea for today, search your mind for a minute or so with eyes closed and actively seek not to overlook any little thought which tends to elude the search. This is quite difficult until you get used to it. You will find that it is still hard for you not to make artificial distinctions. Every thought that occurs to you, regardless of the quality which you assign to it, is a suitable subject for applying today's idea.
In the practice periods, first repeat the idea, I have no neutral thoughts. And then as each one crosses your mind, hold it in awareness while you tell yourself, this thought about blank is not a neutral thought. That thought about blank is not a neutral thought.
As usual, use today's idea whenever you are aware of a particular thought which arouses uneasiness. The following form is suggested for this purpose. This thought about blank is not a neutral thought because I have no neutral thoughts.
4 or 5 practice periods are recommended if you find them relatively effortless. If strain is experienced, 3 will be enough. The length of the exercise period should also be reduced if there is discomfort. I have no neutral thoughts. And so it is. Before we begin our discussion of this lesson today, let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. I don't think that we have too much trouble as humans with any kind of Judeo-Christian background thinking of conditioning, of imagining that God is creative. I mean, the world is the effect of creation. The sky, the clouds, the universe, the solar systems, the sun. It's all. Everything that we experience, let's say, in nature, if you will, in the universe, as we can grasp it, was created, and that God is that creative, we could say, if we accept there's just one God, that this is the creative force behind the entire experience of this universe. And then when we look at ourselves, it's not difficult to see the creative energy of the sculptor or the musician or the artist of whatever art form the artist takes up. Painting, sculpting, music, the list goes on and on. And so we can look at those as creative abilities and creative gifts and qualities of these individuals. But until I found A Course in Miracles, I really never imagined that every thought is creative. But then ultimately it makes sense if we recognize that we are the children of God, that we are the extension of the mind of God, that we are the idea of creation extending from the source of all that is. Well, of course we're creative. And thoughts then, when we're exercising this illusory ability, if you will, to be a separate thinking self, this ego mind as a separate thinking self, it still is creative. It must be. Every thought is creative. And even in the story of creation in the, you know, New Testament, if you will, or the Bible, the Old Testament, was God, every thought of God was a thought that was creative. And so it's not a huge stretch to begin to realize how powerful we are as creators. We are, in fact, the energy of creation in action. Every thought then being creative. And so there are no neutral thoughts. And once we really begin to accept our power, we begin to see that we have a responsibility to recognize and monitor, if you will, our thoughts. If every thought is creative and every thought is either creating more illusion or creating a return to truth, the ability to know truth, to recognize truth, to understand truth, to be in that vibration, that vibrational feel of the creative energy of love. So it's a little startling. This lesson was, I pondered it for several days when I first discovered it, because it was just so, such a departure from what I had experienced in any other spiritual teaching before.
Well, I'm so excited because this is my very favorite lesson, or one of my very favorite lessons. You'll probably hear me say this multiple times throughout the year, but this is one of my very favorite lessons. And what was so cool about it is I got to read the paragraph that is my favorite paragraph, which is the second one, which says, "There is no more self-contradictory concept than that of idle thoughts. What gives rise to the perception of a whole world can hardly be called idle. Every thought you have either contributes to truth or to illusion," and so on. I just love that. In fact, I've read this to multiple congregations as my reading, you know, as the selected reading for the day. I think it's a wonderful lesson. It's a wonderful wake-up call, truly. And you know, sometimes we can just think that it really calls us to become alive, awake, and aware. Calls us to be aware of the thoughts that we think. It encourages us to observe.
And to be more present, I think.
Yes, to be observant and present of the thoughts that we are thinking and the impact that they have. And if you imagine all of the thoughts that an individual thinks in a given day and multiply that by billions, you know, that we are contributing to the world, which yesterday's idea is the idea that we're contributing to the world that we're all seeing and thinking that we're experiencing mm-hmm. right now. Mm-hmm. So it's powerful, powerful stuff.
Huge creative force.
Yeah. And it's not to be neurotic about this. It's to really just become calmly observant. And one of the very first things that in the Science of Mind that we do in a foundational class, the old foundationals class, is that we would have a practice where for the whole week where, you know, at 9 o'clock, at noon, at, you know, 3 o'clock, like given periods throughout the day, you observe your thoughts and you record them, and you can begin then to see the pattern of your thinking. So yes, we're pretty much always thinking, but then what we also find is that we tend to be thinking the same thoughts
over and over again.
The goal then becomes, are we thinking, you know, thoughts that are reproducing and creating illusion, or are we thinking thoughts of truth, like true thoughts, mm-hmm. which are thoughts of God, which are indeed creative. Another reason why I like this lesson is because, you know, in the text, it does make a distinction between creating and making. And this is one of the first lessons that really, at least I start to notice where that distinction is being made, that when we're thinking the thoughts of God, we're actually stepping into what we are, which is creators. And when we're thinking with the ego mind, the mind of separation, the dreaming mind, we're actually making illusion. And now, you know, and then it says you can indeed multiply nothing, but it doesn't extend. So it doesn't extend beyond the dream because it is not real. But when you're in the dream, you are experiencing it as if it is
as
real.
In reality. Yep,
and then the distinction with, you know, being a creator, which is, you know, that is extending, you know, the thoughts of God through our word, through our thoughts as creators. And so those are a couple things that I just really love about this particular lesson.
You know, yesterday he pointed out that we think.
Yeah.
Right. And Jesus was channeling through Paul Tuttle, and he shared this in a lesson. And I've shared it with a few groups, you know, in discussions and in conversation, and have had some fun with it. But he said it this way: God did not create you to be a thinker. And I've had people get upset with me for saying that. Some of them.
I've witnessed it.
Yeah, some of them considered themselves to be spiritual leaders and would argue the point and wanted to argue the point. Well, no, thinking is a gift, and thinking is, you know, we create these beautiful things and love, blah, 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 you know. But Jesus was pretty clear, you know, we think. We are not thinkers. We are the energy of the creator in action, which is to give our awareness to something. That's the echo back to creation, to, as you said, you know, the mind of God. So even if we say when we think the thoughts of God, we're not thinking the thoughts of God. We are just becoming aware of the thoughts of God. And so then we become the representative. And this is a new word that's kind of been filtering through in my conversations lately internally, is, you know, we are the representative of the thinking of the ego self, right? And so it seems like we're thinking, we're not thinking, we're just giving it our awareness, and it's flowing through us, and we become that creative agent. Or we are connected, if you will, becoming the representative of the thoughts of God, Father, thy will be done. And so then we become the agent, we become the representative, and it flows through us and expresses in the world.
So that could be why we might say we are the not just made in the image and likeness of God, but we are the image and likeness of God, kind of bringing in yesterday's lesson. If we are the thought of God, then that means that we are the image of God?
Yes, made in the image of God, made in the thought of God. We are an idea in the mind of God, is how he puts it in A Course of Love.
Right, but it says, my thoughts are images I have made.
My thoughts, because I think I'm a thinker.
Right.
But I'm really just giving my awareness to a mind, a thought system that we've created out of whole cloth that's not even real. And so ultimately it begins to collapse as we take our awareness from it.
Right.
And remove our awareness from it. I think that's, again, reinforces the statement in the course that, you know, the one thing the ego, the thought system, that's not really us, cannot defend itself against is us ignoring it. When we pull our awareness from it, it has no creative force. It only has a creative force when we give those thoughts our awareness, and then we become that creative force that extends through us into the world.
So, but first things first, in this lesson, we're really being asked to just become aware that we have no neutral thoughts.
Yeah, we might be on page 8, and we should stay on page 2 here. So, But for conversation purposes,
it's all circuitous, as we've said before, and so and so, you know, it's interesting that we say all these things, and yet, you know, coming from a science of mind background, I do know that I have dominion over my thoughts. We don't believe that we do. And in order to assume that dominion, we must become aware of our thoughts. And I think that what they do, and that there are no neutral thoughts. And so we can become more mindful then of, for now, the thoughts we think.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for engaging in the conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
All right. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us here on The Best Hour. We love you. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send